let me, I'm still playing some music. You're coming in good, though. Let me get the other callers back.
Okay.
You there, Alex?
Yes.
Okay, let me get James back on. And here we are. We're doing a rare, this is a rare moment, folks, in the history of V&M broadcasting. We're doing a fourth hour of Free Talk Live. And maybe we won't go the whole hour, but we have a special guest here. We have on the line Boot Girl of the she makes videos of various kinds, and it's rumored she may be teaming up with some other folks on VNN to produce some material. I don't know that to be a fact, but we also have Mighty James Hawthorne on the line, and the maker of our VNN bumpers. You know, James, before we get to Boot Girl, I played the bumper. It says, "Hi, I'm James Hawthorne, and when I want a relaxing night," and then there's like a little click, and it's either a beer can opening, or it's a slide on a 45 pistol engaging.
Well, no, it was a large Heineken.
Oh, okay. I thought that might be the slide
a Heineken, a small one.
Okay. You know, maybe you're getting ready to do some business.
Lager. Yeah.
All right. Now, Boot Girl. What's happening, Boot Girl?
Nothing much. Just I have made some recent blogs, actually, and I just posted the link to my YouTube profile. So the latest blogs are there on the forum.
So do you think you'll have that account there for a while, or will they toss you off of that site?
I have no idea. Hopefully they won't, but they've done it in the past. So, but I have found, you know, I have dial-up, and it's hard to upload my videos.
Yes.
So I drive up to the local town, and it has free Wi-Fi connection, so I've been uploading my videos that way.
Oh.
So, desperate measure.
That's what you call dedication right there, everybody. Dedication.
Hey, James, you posted her profile, YouTube profile link in a chat message. Can you post it on the... Here, I can get it. I can snag it. I'll post this in the forum thread.
Yeah, I already did.
Oh, you already did. Oh, I apologize. Oh, I see it there. Oh, okay, yeah.
Yeah.
Tweet too, Jeff.
Sorry about that.
It's okay.
The brain cells are slowing down a little bit here. Anything can happen in the fourth hour.
Yeah.
Fourth hour.
Wow, four long hours.
It flies by, though.
Yeah, it does. This has been a pretty exciting night. Actually, it's been a good show. I felt good about it. And
the New Jersey guy, Bud, right? He put that up on YouTube, right?
Yeah, he put.
I didn't see any legal problem with that. He was asking about that. I mean, hell, these. First of all, the nigger did it. Second of all, the Jew controlled media system put it out there. If they subsequently yanked it, hey, that's their fucking problem. And if anyone complains about it, they'll run bitching to YouTube, and they can pull it down, and then we'll go from there. You know, if our noble elected niggers choose to be doing that with underage girls, I think the least we can do is publicize the fact.
Absolutely.
So.
Do you know what we're talking about, Boot Girl? I'm sorry, we kind of jumped.
No, I don't.
In the first hour, just so you kind of know, I don't know how we got onto this, but on the first hour we had a New Jersey update with Bud White, and basically a nigger city official down there.
In Atlantic City, right? Is it on the Atlantic City Council, I think it is?
And yeah. Where,
what's the site that Bud White has this up on?
Oh, it's NewJerseyUnfiltered.com, and he's got a video there of a city official there. Screwing an underage white girl.
And well, he has the local network affiliate's report on this this nigger town council member hooking up with a white prostitute. And I'm sure they have more tape. And apparently someone tried to blackmail him with it, and he wouldn't give in, so they went to the news channel with it. The news channel ran it and then subsequently yanked it. So I think he's got a link to that, which is actually hosted on YouTube, right, on the New Jersey.
Yes.
New Jersey Unfiltered?
NewJerseyUnfiltered.com.
Yeah, so you can get it through there, and there's probably a link in the forum also. So interesting stuff.
TNB.
Yeah. Elected official TNB.
Yeah.
Surprisingly enough, that doesn't change their character and behavior. Electing them to the high public office of Atlantic City council member.
You can put pants on them, and they're still an ape. They're just an ape with pants.
Yeah. Don't forget to cut the tail hole either. Wolzik used to like to say that about monkeys and man pants. But yeah, so.
Anyway, sorry. Listen, Boot Girl, you got to jump in here because especially in the fourth hour, it gets even more chaotic and nutty. So it can go anywhere quick.
If you've got a topic, bring it up and we'll run with it.
All right. Well, Alex and I discussed about me producing my own VNN broadcasting show, right, Alex?
Yeah.
Hopefully to be accompanied with Lita, which no one can really find. But
so this would be pre-recorded, at least at the start, like a pre-recorded Goyfire.
Right, yeah.
In that sense, where we'll supply the engineer if you come up with the topics and have something to say.
Yeah, and I've also spoken with Craig Cobb and Theseus, and we've decided to collaborate on. They're going to give me, stuff like topics to talk about and stuff like that. So that ought to be great.
Mm-hmm.
So you got a team of writers working with you.
All right.
Yeah. The best of the writers.
That's great.
I called him. Yeah, I'm excited about it.
This has been a void that has been very hard to fill on VNN, and this is something. I think this effort predates, my interest in it as well here, and getting video out. I think it's very important. And we can now. They have the iPod, the Apple iPod video iPods, and they're coming down in price. And more and more people are going to be able to listen to this and see this content. Boot Girl, this is very, very nice. We're so glad that this is
awesome.
Happening. At least I am.
Yeah, me too. Definitely.
Yeah, I agree. The platform of basically two young women talking about the issues of the day from a female perspective on the white nationalist scene, it's just it'll attract a lot of attention.
It will.
Hopefully, yeah.
It's okay, us spouting away as we usually do, but I mean to have two young women discussing the great issues of the day and the concerns about niggers, spics, and all the rest of it.
So who's the other? I'm sorry. Who's the other person that is going to be joining you in front of the camera?
What do you mean?
Oh, I thought.
Wait, there's two separate ideas. One is to do if she works with Craig and them to do scripted material. The other is to do a show like Goyfire that's recorded, that's audio, not video,
okay.
but like Goyfire, a discussion panel. But they're both of them are valid. I mean, they're just distinct things.
Mm-hmm.
I mean,
there's two efforts.
We do Goyfire,
good.
Which is loosely structured, but not scripted. We pick some items and we discuss them and we tape it and then we put it on the air. We do this, which is live and also comparatively unscripted. Then we could also do video, or anyone could do video, females or males, that could be scripted.
In one of my recent blogs, I mentioned an idea that I had to get, because I'm going to do it myself, to go up to Walmart and get some white shoe polish and on the back of your car window, like advertise, WP sites. So hopefully, hopefully a lot of WP people will do that. I mean, to, you know, get the, that's an easy and cheap way to, you know, spread the message. So as funny as it may be, but I'm going to do it.
You know, my
no, I've been writing. I've been writing on bathroom walls, and I have footage of it on I have footage of it on YouTube. So I mean, fancy people use restrooms too. Fancy white people use restrooms too. So why not?
Have you seen this movie, The Eternal Jew?
No, I haven't.
Oh, you ought to see this. And I'll if there's if you'd like to. I don't have any really knowledge of video, how to do it and so forth, but for those that do, my idea, my great brainchild idea, but was to take footage from The Eternal Jew, like where they show rats scurrying through the alley and then, you know, and so on, and associating that with the Jew, would be to... take footage of the Mexicans rummaging through the garbage around here, and which can be seen and videotaped. And
that would be great. I've never seen any Mexicans doing that, but that
they do that around here on garbage day, and they come.
Well,
to
look at the video that's up there right now from the guys that drove through Camden and did a Camden using the backtrack of a ridiculous nigger song. They drove through Camden, which is a nigger shithole, and just taped the scenery.
Yeah, that's right.
So there's any number of it. And Boot Girl did her own where she has, like, the Enya music, you know, beautiful lilting white music as a background to niggers attacking Reginald Denny and riding in South L.A. It's only limited by your imagination, really.
I mean, I know that...
Niggers will provide you with ample material, as will Mexes and Jews.
I know that if...
No doubt about it.
Briseus, being from California, that's where I first saw this behavior. Well, what happened is that when I lived in California for a little while... is that they started the recycling program out there, and the
where in California were you?
Sacramento.
Oh, okay.
And they started the recycling program there, and so all the good liberal whites out in the suburbs there, they'd have all their bottles and cans neatly arranged in little plastic boxes, and then before the city truck could get there, the Mexicans would drive up. And and take all the recyclables, and
free money.
And yes, that would be something to videotape.
And for people who don't know about California, I was actually out in Sacramento a couple of years ago at that revisionist conference put on by the IHR. Remember the one that was canceled and then re-put on? And in between, me and a couple other guys went out and walked in the path by the river there. I forget the name of it, American River or something, or Russian River, and. You know, California's got nice weather, so it's just got all these fucking scum third worlders who basically live alongside the trees by the river.
Yeah.
Just living in there behind it. And this is what the country's coming to. We'll get out there and take some photos of it. And we'll jam it up there on the internet. Perfect subject for video clips. Or of them, you know, taking your third worlders, picking through, you know, American garbage. And It's a good visual display of the symptoms that we can explain with text. We can explain the cause of it, the disease that's causing the symptoms.
Yeah, I want to feather your cap there, Boot Girl. That the Reginald Denny Enya video was quite good.
Thank you.
Yeah, that, I really enjoyed
that.
Thank
you. I feel that one touched a lot of non-WP white people because I put the right music to it, you know, and I slowed it down, edited it. And I think it came out great myself. So
it does, and it's subverbal too, because people get the message without you even having to say it.
Yeah.
So that means
exactly,
it's done right.
I mean, if I had a faster connection, you know, high speed connection, I would be making because you know I had limited material to work with to make that video, and if I had high speed connection, I would be making so many great. You know, compilations of video footage of, you know, like the Muslims parading the streets of England, you know, the mestizos parading the streets of America. A compilation of those is just great white awareness videos if I had the right connection.
Now, understandable. Now, explain to people, where do you get the video from that you used? How do you go about making these videos?
Like, how do I go about it? Like,
yeah.
What do you mean?
I mean, technically, how do you go about it?
Technically,
where do you get
video?
Where do you get the video of Reginald Denny?
Okay, I got that one from Resist.com. Tom Metzger's site.
And
I got
how did you create the video? Like, what program did you use to create it?
Windows Movie Maker.
Wow.
Okay.
Should come
free
with
program.
Yeah, free program.
Okay. How do you combine the audio and the video together?
Well, it's easy. Windows Movie Maker is very user-friendly. You just, you know, if you know the program, I mean, it's like I said, it's user-friendly. You just, I don't know how to explain it.
Okay, well, you said which program it is, so it's not that hard to use, is what you're saying. That
right, exactly.
Other people could do the same thing if
they have
the artistic vision, of course.
Right, yeah.
You can be your own auteur.
And yeah, as far as other videos, I mean, I've been trying to get this program in order to download, you know, other videos from YouTube. And I tried it, but it just doesn't seem to work for me. So I need someone to help me out with that.
What's that program?
Like a high-speed message. I don't know. I can't recall what the name of it is, but it's to where you can download, you know, YouTube videos onto your own computer.
You know, that would be a nice tool because I've wanted to snag some YouTube videos. If someone has the name of that program, how to capture YouTube videos, put it in the forum thread. It's in general discussion. And
FS88 has the link because FS88, you know, uses that very tool to gather a lot of YouTube videos. So.
Did he do that Seinfeld?
Yeah, he did.
He did that.
I think so.
Wow, I'm that's sure. pretty good. He did a good job on that.
That was funny.
Did you see that one, Boo Girl?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, that was
that
really
was
good
great.
Job. Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow, the potential's really there. You got creative individuals like yourself and FS88. They can really put some interesting stuff out.
Yeah.
And all this can be put into feeds.
And
go ahead.
I'm supposedly supposed to be doing an interview on NSM Radio sometime shortly as well.
Is that Von Bluven's?
No. Or I'm not
Von
sure.
Bluven's
maybe.
Left. Von Bluven's, I think, is doing his own. He left NSM, right? I think
he's... Isn't Von Bluven's with Stormfront? That's
what I thought. He might appear on there. I don't know. Von Bluven's still does his own radio show, but I think he left NSM, and I think he joined Bill White's group, and I think he left Bill White's group. But I don't pay over much attention to Von Bluven's. Sometimes I listen to his show. But
yeah. Oh, okay, the link is www.keepvids.com in order to grab YouTube videos to download them onto your own computer. Which I tried to use that link and it didn't work for me. And it's not very user friendly. But maybe I was just drunk or maybe something like that when I was trying to do it.
Might have been just dial up. If it's real large.
Yeah.
Well, you got to get to where you've got DSL connection. Is what it sounds like.
Well, I've actually talked to my landlord via email, and we're trying to get a petition together. You know, since I live in a rural area, I can never pronounce that damn word. And and we're gonna try and get a petition together for Bell South, I believe, to actually allow us to have DSL connection. So hopefully that will work. And I plan myself to go to Comcast office, the local one, and you know, beg and plead for them to at least give me high speed connection. So.
Well. Yeah, I would think maybe...
You don't have cable TV out
there?
Yeah,
if you got cable, you might be able to...
No, I refuse to watch television. I don't have television.
Oh, okay, yeah. That's the problem with the cable modem, the cable TV.
It.
They want you to have their Jew
program. They bundle it or else you get screwed on the price, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And, you know, the bad thing about DSL is that you have to buy their... Well, not always... But you have to buy their crummy telephone service, too.
Yeah, like that Yahoo DSL.
Yeah, but you know what you can do is you can, depending if you don't make many calls, I got rid of my long distance and then just have a card if I need to call. So you can get the whole thing down to about maybe $50. I think you can probably get it cheaper if you're in a big city than you can out here, which is semi-rural. But you must be in one of the last spots in the U.S. where they haven't quite penetrated to yet. Was there, they had very, very limited options when I first came up here in 98, but now they have a number, 5 or 6, for DSL and cable.
So has anyone talked to Lita lately? I mean, I tried to add her to my Skype, but has anyone talked to Lita lately?
I have not.
I know. I've been wondering that, too. Yeah.
You know?
She used to be in touch.
I would love to be at company.
Yeah, she used to be in touch with me quite often. And,
winter break before too long, Christmas break or something.
Yeah, and
she's in high school.
You know, I'm worried that, I think I can mention this. If I don't, I'm sorry. But, you know, her parents would apparently not approve of her political ideas, and maybe they found out about it and, you know,
I so hope it's not
turned off her computer or something.
She used to go over to her friends where her friend has Skype and a whole headset thing apparently, and she used to go over to her friend's house and she'd go online from there.
Oh, that's
hopefully
what. Have
that.
You heard from her, James?
I haven't heard nothing, no.
She has her cousin, Predator to Prey, and he's not been around either.
Mm-hmm.
And so I don't know what's happened. We hope, of course, we all hope they're doing well. You were planning to do something with her also, weren't you?
Yeah, we were going to have it on an air in Matt's program, but I was having problems getting hooked up with Lee. So I couldn't get him and I couldn't get Lisa together and at the same time to record the program. You know, it became an utter nightmare.
Yeah, I know. It's hard. That's what, you know, I think that's what makes Goyfire such a... Free Talk Live is pretty easy to do. You get everyone live, whoever shows up, and then you record it. And that's basically it. There's no editing, but there's a lot more production that goes into Goyfire, and that's
why. You were asking about that earlier, weren't you? I think Aegis and Craig may have taped one that has not been released yet.
Okay.
Because I think they had done one before the last one that we put out that I was on, and then we were going to tape a new one with the three of us today, but that didn't happen on Friday or Monday, so it might happen tomorrow or later this week for those who are waiting for that. And that would be, I guess, 46. But
okay.
Anyway, that's the status of that.
Well, look.
Someone found that Eminem song I was talking about, so hopefully we can play that next time. It's called Drugs Are Bad.
Yeah, I'll have that on the show.
I told him to find that and send that to you.
Someone will either send it to me or I'll go out and find it somehow. And but look, I think I'm going to go ahead and close down the show for tonight. And but are there any last comments or any information we need to get out before the show ends tonight?
I would just I'd like to make a brief comment about the video. It's great. It's the next step, and especially what Boot Girl's doing, these original white nationalist, racialist videos. It's the next step, and it attracts the people that we need to attract, and that's young white people.
Yeah, let me make a point here. First of all, Jim in Colorado posted the keepvid.com site that the Boot Girl mentioned, keepvid.com. And then I see the crypto racist, who I guess is the black over in the opposition forum, now free to roam at large, says she would have called in.
Oh, well, hey, I tell you what, I'll stay online.
No, she would have. She's not technically set up to do it. So.
Oh, okay.
Go ahead and call in once you get set up, and I'm sure we'll enjoy talking to you.
Yeah, I think that would be a blast.
I would like to advertise a site right quick. You know how Juice Faith, you know, kicked off all the white nationalists and national socialists? Well, now there's a new white MySpace, so to speak. It's www.newsaxon.com, and it's a MySpace just for pro-white people. So I think that's a great
spell. Spell that out. I can't make out what you're saying.
New Saxon?
New Saxon Duck. So it's like a white MySpace.
Exactly.
That's what you're saying. Okay.
Is it newsaxon.com?
Yeah.
That's a good idea.
N E W S A X O N?
Let's see here. Yes.
Okay, they're having a technical issue on their site right now.
Boot Girl, there's another guy, White Man for White Land, post 27, has another. He says, here's an add-on for Firefox which will allow you to download the YouTube videos or any Flash-based video. This works better than KeepVid.
Okay,
so
good.
We've got good people listening, and they're providing solutions. So, excellent.
I would like
all
to
right,
say...
Well, go ahead.
So, go ahead, Boot Girl.
I was just going to say, as soon as I get my high-speed connection going, then I'll be able to use that, so... But,
yeah.
Well, if you need any help from us on the forum here, but it doesn't sound like we can do too much about the infrastructure problem. But let us know, and keep us updated. And of course, I guess you got you're working with other folks too. So we don't want to, we always want to try to smooth out any problems we can. You know, working together as a team. You know, where we can. And I would like to say, though, to White Man for White Land, you need to get your new headset. We spoke briefly, so I'd like to have you back on the show. He had a short appearance on the show because of a microphone problem. And I also found out from Vic, this is for listeners out there, he was using a Bluetooth wireless headset. And I also have one of those. And if any of you listeners out there are using the Bluetooth wireless headset for Skype, don't use it to call the show because there are problems associated with that, and I don't use it either. So that's just a future warning also.
Yeah, just get your Radio Shack one. Also, Boot Girl has posted my newest blogs are posted on YouTube under the name Z Boot Girl. But you've got that on the VNN forum. That's a VNN forum. What is this? All is in general discussion, so... Yeah, we encourage everyone to come to VNN Forum and join. Marie, go VNN.
I'd also like to say something. I'm not trying to stir up any controversy. I just want to, I've been bashed on VNN Forum in one of the threads when I asked for help on ogrish.com or something like that. But I just want to say to the people bashing me, please, tend to be civil with me because I'm on your side. I mean, why bring your pettiness to the thread? I'm only trying to do my part for this movement. Please be civil towards me. Thank you. The end.
Well, good luck.
Fair enough. It often won't work, but look, don't respond to comments about your hair or body. Just don't respond to them. I know women are particularly tempted and bothered by that. Just don't respond to it. That's the best way to deal with it.
It's just a nonstop brawl sometimes.
That's how it's going to have to be I'm not going to get in there and moderate it, and I don't want anyone else doing that either. So
moderation, is a tough thing to do.
The insults are going to fly. The insults are going to fly for everyone. Like, they're claiming I screwed a goat, and I want to tell people that's not true.
You really didn't?
I really did not. I did not screw the goat in England, wherever the hell it was supposed to be.
Oh, yeah, those English, boy, they really tore into you for a while.
And then someone will be like, when you screw the goat, and the other one will be like, good job, mate. Well put. Excellent.
Can I mention one more thing about newsaxon.com? They're actually going to have, video live talk and microphone live talk or whatever to where they can video to video.
Yeah.
So that's awesome, I think.
Who's doing that?
That's probably why they're newsaxon.com.
I know, but who are the people who are doing it? Do you know?
I don't know. I have no clue. That's probably why they're signed down, because they've been testing it and it hasn't been working. But surely, hopefully, they'll get it up, because that's a great idea. To wear WNs and
National Social Network and video. People know this, but like the MySpace and the whatever, these are owned by like Rupert Murdoch and the giant companies, and they're all, their average age of the people on there is like 22 to 24. And, you know, it's just the same old Jew crap as everywhere else. So whites are smart to develop their own utilities like that.
This is a great idea.
People. Yeah, we can duplicate everything they do.
At first I thought NewSaxon.com was created by a Jew to infiltrate or something like that, but then I noticed some of my friends being the staff and moderators, and so yeah, it's a great site. I'm glad it's here. Hope it stays up.
Yeah, I'll definitely check that out. And listeners would want to do that also. So those are pretty good ways to network with people and to advertise.
Yeah.
So
I've got
good Nazis are always ahead of the curve technologically. The German
except in healthcare.
Certainly were. Well, I don't know. I mean, if you consider banning public smoking before any other country ahead of the curve, then yes.
You know,
I personally don't. I don't need Adolf telling me what to what I can smoke or can't smoke.
Yeah, I know. He was a bit of a prude on some things, wasn't he?
Quite a bit, actually. If you, he was a little persnickety about it, you know, don't eat meat and don't smoke. Hey, fuck off. You know, I'm going to do what I want. But he definitely had some prissiness in that regard. But you know, he was right about Jews.
I have an announcement. I'm going to be after the show tonight. I'll be releasing 3 more chapters of James Mason's Siege, which is becoming an audio book, and it's. I hope you all are enjoying that and downloading that. And,
yeah, that's.
Yeah.
Reading that in, and that's another thing that can be done that's fairly simple to with technology.
Yeah, I do about three chapters a week, and go through that. And there's quite a number of listeners that download that, and it's a good book. What I like about it is the guy, according to his way of thinking, is talking in terms of having an organization committed to total revolution. And it's quite interesting how he arrives at this, and it's an interesting book. So,
how do you tape that? Actually, like, what software do you?
I use a software called WavePad, and that I like quite a bit. You can find it on download.com,
a free audio processing software.
Yeah, want you to buy it after a certain number of days, but you can get around that. I use WavePad, and I use the same headset that I use for.
I really think it helps whenever we're talking about what we're doing to describe to people, cause like, who are like me. Most people like me, they don't really know too much or even really like dealing with that. But if you hear how it's done, then you start to see how maybe you could do it yourself. Yep. And recording your own voice is easier than doing the Skype conferences and the rest of it. Definitely.
These
sometimes involve multiple computers, but just recording your own voice is not all that hard.
Yeah, I found this program WavePad to be very easy to use, and although it can get, it's very powerful, and it can do a lot of things. Just to get it up and running and recording is quite simple, and it has a lot of very powerful features in it that can become quite complicated. But just to get it up and running and do a simple task is quite easy. And I started using this, of course. I used to do kind of Pierce-esque broadcast, Truth is No Defense, and I also used WavePad for that. And you can collect your thoughts. If you're like me, you like to, perhaps some of you out there, you like to read, and you ponder a lot of issues. And instead of writing an essay, just write a rough draft of what you want to say, so you don't have to clean up all the grammar and spelling and all the other stuff, and so you have it all straight in your head, and then produce a audio presentation like I did in Truth Is No Defense, which I got the idea from William Pierce's broadcast, and my Truth Is No Defense broadcasts are not in the same league as William Pierce, but it's a good contribution. And so if you write
they're good and they're appreciated by people.
Yeah, people like the show.
And basically that's a scripted audio program that pretty much anybody could do if they had a mind to, because it's not difficult technically. It's just a matter of how good you are at the content part of it.
That's right.
But like we say, we're always looking for new people doing new things, and that's why we're talking to Boot Girl about doing video, which is particularly important. And laying out, there's a whole range of things beyond just writing or email, involving simple audio, up conferences like this. And we encourage more people to get involved.
Okay. Well,
yeah,
look,
like I've said that a million times.
Sorry.
Go ahead. Don't apologize.
Say, yeah,
just jump in.
Some future video blogs that I'm going to do, I'm going to dedicate them to white women in particular. That's all I want to say. Just to, I'm going to dedicate it to white women. Non-WP white women.
I'd like to hear you. I think sex-based appeals definitely are important. And that means, you know, men, here's how you're manipulated. And women, here's how you are manipulated to do things that are not in your own interests. And examples.
Yeah.
I mean, Jesus, especially with, like, with video, there'd be all kinds of stuff you could do.
Yeah.
Like chicks wearing thongs outside of their jeans or something. Sleazy crap like that. You know, I've even seen them do that stuff on Leno or Letterman, or maybe it wasn't those, but somewhere on TV where they'll, like, fashion do's and don'ts, where they cut off the head of the person, but they show you and you just see, like, you know, why are you following this kind of a trend? What do you think is going to come of that? But, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Hell, anything can be done.
All right, well, if that's the roundup, I'm going to go ahead and shut it down a little bit early and get off to bed.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah, it's an hour later where you are, if I recall, too. Oh, here, we got this one last thing here. Billy Bob said in a chat, good to share the simple technology to duplicate effort. Okay, good. He's just saying great stuff. I thought he was adding a technical tip. Okay, with that said, I want to close out the show. I want to thank all of our guests tonight, Vic and Briseus, Boot Girl, you're still on, of course, James, and Alex, and Bud White. And if I
right
missed
back at you, big guy. Thanks for hosting it. And without this, I sure as hell couldn't do
right
it.
Now.
So we need people with talents, as everybody has a little piece of the puzzle.
Yes.
And nobody has the whole thing.
Is that Bud White?
Bud White was on
the
first hour.
He was on in the first hour.
Oh.
He's the New Jersey Unfiltered. Check. Don't miss that video. It's hilarious. Well, it's not hilarious, but it's nigger being a nigger, and it's censored. NewJerseyUnfiltered.com.
All right. Well, look. Good night, folks. James, are you still there?
I'm still here, Jeff.
Wish our listeners a good night. Of course, it's good morning. They all wish you to you.
It's 5:45 here. I can see the sun coming up, but I just want to let everyone know that we're going to have an Airy Mallets number 12 out on Monday.
Great.
Excellent. Excellent.
Well, get a hold of me, or Stan or I, and we'll help you get it all set up.
Will do.
All right. Good night.
All right. Good night, everybody.
Okay.
Bye-bye, Boo Girl. Bye.
Bye.
Okay. Good night.
www.govnn.com. Go there if you seriously dislike or somehow have some kind of crazy problem with Jews, hook-nosed kikes, and or Yids. We killed the Son of God. Thank you.